Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, there is a holiday coming up on Monday, but I'm not taking off on Monday. I will be here live in studio for the full 3 hours, and I challenge the other talk show hosts on the Genesis Network to not take off, to be here. I know there's a bunch of live shows coming up this weekend that are going to be covering what's happening here on the network, and I know on our local affiliates, AM and FM out there that carry this broadcast, have also got a lot of great local shows that are going to be tracking what's happening. But absolutely what the last caller in Baton Rouge was saying, up until about last night, the mainstream media, the dominant national news, was covering up what was happening. But it seems like the reporters got emotional on the ground and were just freaking out and screaming and complaining and crying and bad-mouthing the government. And then they go to break and they come back and apologize and say how great the government was. You could see they were being chastised, and then now today there's more reporting, but not what you're getting from the local news channels. And we are going to the local TV stations at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and so are a lot of other alternative news sites. We've always learned to circumvent the mainstream national news and go right to regional and local news, and it's even worse when we go to the local news. But that is heartening, frankly, that the degenerates were raping and killing and in the Superdome, and citizens took the law into their own hands, because we are the law, and killed them. You know, the police today will tell you that there's no such thing as citizen's arrest. Well, what is it if somebody is robbing your house and you pull a gun on them and call the police? You have detained them. You have arrested them right there when you do that. What is it when you catch somebody robbing the liquor store next door and you pull a gun on them and get them down on the ground until the police get there? That's a citizen's arrest. And, if you don't even have guns to defend yourself and it comes down to tire irons against a roving gang that's raping people, I mean, it's men's job to get together and take those thugs on. I mean, I'm not a tough guy, folks, but I guarantee you, there were roving gangs, and I was stuck in New Orleans, and they were raping women. I don't care if there's 10 of them. I'm going to go after them. It's just instinctive. And you'll be surprised when you're in the right, folks, going up against people in the wrong. I mean, they're in trouble. It's just that's the way things work. And so I commend the people that have been of the 250,000. It's not 15,000, folks. 250,000 is the numbers we're getting from the officials in the area that are stuck in that city right now. I mean, it is horrible. And the mayor said thousands dying a day. Now, I don't know if that's accurate, but I think it's more accurate than what we're hearing from the federal government. So we'll go to break, and we'll come back and go straight to Tim, Art, Rick, Kyle, Barbara, and others, and I'm going to move quickly through your calls. In fact, right now, Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I think what we're seeing here with this rescue effort is a classic example of your Hegelian dialectic that you talk about so much. They put them in shelters with no food, no water. They left them there days at a time. Now, you know, in medical community, they talk about the threes rule. You can go 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, and 3 weeks without food. So the longer that they extend this, the more desperate people are going to become.
I agree. And then FEMA, who's always wanted to have a big takeover, gets more funding, more control, more emergency powers. It legitimizes all those martial law powers that FEMA was given decades ago. No, I've been thinking this, and I haven't wanted to say this, Tim, but I think on purpose they've let this get out of control so they can now train us how to be good slaves.
Sure. I saw that thing with Bush and Chertoff, the same thing you talked about in the hangar with the Shirk, and both the governments were there saying, oh, government is good, FEMA is great, blah, blah, blah. I just couldn't believe it, that they were, and while they're both standing there with their arms crossed, with the most negative, don't bother me body language that...
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Conclusion, and I didn't want to, but from every indicator we've got, from every piece of evidence, every action by this federal government, it is overwhelmingly clear that they knew New Orleans in the very near future would be hit by a hurricane and would flood out. They deliberately didn't fix it. They deliberately did not get aid into those people. Told them to go to the Superdome, didn't give them any security, any protection, food, water, nothing, knowing it would descend into bedlam. Now the feds are going to get criticized, but then they're going to come in and we're going to hear, oh, they need more power, more control. Well, FEMA's always had those powers for total martial law, for work brigades, for national drafts, and just this whole thing stinks to high heaven, and bad things are going to come out of this, period. And don't expect people to learn from the fact that, government can't protect you, won't protect you, and doesn't want to protect you. Tim in Ohio, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you, Alex, too, for holding me over. I saw that Bush and Chertoff in the hangar there when they were going over to things, and they both just had their arms crossed across their bodies with them smirks on their faces, you know, and if you study body language, that's like, you know, go away, leave me alone, I don't want to be bothered with it. What we're looking at here, I think, is part of genocide. We have poor people, we have black people, a lot of people on welfare down there. You're talking about 75,000 refugees headed towards your state already. What it looks like to me is the New World Order getting a toehold from Texas all the way to Florida, and I pray that that Bell South building down in New Orleans doesn't catch on fire, because your whole region is going to lose telephone service because a lot of lines go through there.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but yeah, there are fires now burning out of control in different areas of New Orleans.
Who do you think is setting those? Do you think that could be agents, or do you think that's gangs going around?
Well, also, you got gas mains that never got turned off. You got looters. You got people trying to start fires to cook food.
And when you order an evacuation, why didn't they have buses going around collecting these people beforehand? They just don't. You know, if he was supposed to, and listen up, freedom loving listeners, Alex is exactly right. FEMA is not there to help any of us, or else this situation would not have escalated into what it has.
Well, we've had thousands of deaths before in Florida, and they just covered it up.
K.T. Brankovich's book, right? Where Heavens Meet, is where the one FEMA agent told her to put her name and her phone number in her pocket and her next of kin, so we found her dead the next day, know who to call.
Well, it's a really arrogant attitude, and it's about controlling populations. And again, foreign governments tried to bring in water filters. They said no. So other state governments tried to come with convoys of police and others with emergency gear, and they said, no, we've got to do it the way we say, and then now look at it. It's a total disaster. Still, the media, though, isn't talking about how the government ordered the funding slashed to nothing to fix those levees. Thanks for the call.
Problem,
reaction, solution, yes. Let's go ahead and go on to the next caller here. Art in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
We had the burning of Atlanta. Now we got the flooding of New Orleans. And did you hear somebody call in Joyce Riley's show this morning reporting there were explosions in the levee area before the flooding began?
Well, did they list a news newspaper or a source, or did they just say that?
It was secondhand. They just said it, but they acted like they knew what they were talking about, the residents near the levee.
Unfortunately, I can't go with that.
I know.
But I do find it very, very suspicious that the one area that was being worked on, the levee, that it just had a contractor there, is the area that broke. Just like the one area of the Pentagon being worked on is the area that gets hit by a magic airplane.
Exactly. I figured those holes at the Pentagon were already pre-cut. For whatever that's worth. But now I've also heard that Bush was at two parties during these last 5 days, some birthday parties.
No, that is true. In fact, he was at more than two parties.
He's unfit for office then. I'm sorry, I don't care. Maybe Halliburton might take him, or Bechtel, or whoever might take him, but not for a country. And somebody also reported this morning that troops were coming in to go house to house to disarm down there. Of course, they'd have to do it by boat.
Oh, well, that's admittedly what's happening out in the open, is they're sending in 300, as if they could do anything, hardened Iraq veterans who've done checkpoints and gun confiscation. They're sending them in to lead the other 20,000 troops that are in New Orleans and surrounding areas. I guess a total of 50,000, all counting those on ships and regular army and those piloting the helicopters and C-130s. But that's going to do absolutely nothing. They've got to specifically target the leaders of these armed gangs that are basically going around piling up huge caches of goodies.
I wonder if those gangs are actual residents.
I've got a sneaking suspicion they are. I mean, you've got one of the poorest, most gang member type group, you know, populations in the country is in New Orleans, sir.
Yeah.
And, this type of stuff has happened throughout history. Thanks for the call. I will say this about our military. Our military is not looting and is not killing. And most armies throughout history do that in bad situations. In fact, the American Army, even back in 1776, when they took Boston back from the British, their looting and raping was a small small compared to the British. They did do it, though. And that is a tendency of war. You popped in my ear, John, and told me something I didn't understand. Oh, okay. Thank you. I did hear his radio was on, and I should have told him to turn it off. Yeah, folks, you call in with your radio blaring in the background, and I never understand that, because then I hear a rebroadcast, and half of what you're saying is inaudible, and I don't know why. And I get so used to it that I don't even ask people to turn them off anymore. It makes your call sound horrible. But let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Washington. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, guy. It's a pleasure to talk to you. First time caller.
Nice to talk to you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. We're trying to find you up on C-band. Can't do that, but I'll continue on. I think what everybody should get a hold of is some AOR scanners. If Ted can make a deal on that and have you guys sell them, police scanners, and you can find out a lot of information that way. Your caller guy told me to go ahead and pass it along. Up on G3 for the guys that have the big C band.
My caller guy. Who's my caller guy?
Oh, I'm.
Yeah. No, I'm confused. What you're talking? You're talking about Z.
The guy that receives your calls for you.
And can't find me on C-SPAN and my caller guy. I'm not. I'm just confused.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm fighting through a little migraine headache here. They've been spraying us the last couple of days up here.
Well, no, I'm not mad at you. I'm just. I'm stupid. I need your help. I'm not at the level you are. Explain to me what you're saying.
Oh, I think you're beyond my level here. But anyway, guy, I'm trying to talk with this migraine going on. Up on the C-band satellite dishes, the big ones. A lot of the C-band guys that are listening, you can see on G3 and KU-band K3 a lot of Fox feed. You can see their little security guards and the police holding back crowds. No wonder these reporters are breaking down.
I'm begging you. Yeah, reality's coming into the, I think this is all a big test. Frankly, I think this is a New World Order takeover test. It isn't going well for them. And frankly, in the long term, that bodes well for the American people. That the globalist takeover plan, it's showing how pathetic they are. It's bad for the people of New Orleans. But I'm begging you, those of you that have the unscrambled feeds, please record that. Please mail that to me. Okay, thank you for describing the first part of what you were talking about. Now to the second part.
Yeah, well, I wish I could be sending you some tapes, too, but we seem to keep getting stuff destroyed up here that goes towards your place. Fox feeds also are on S4, so the Univision. I don't speak Mexican, so I don't know what they're saying, but they're showing a lot more stuff. And FEMA shows up sometimes on T5 for you guys out there with the big C-band.
Okay.
And please send Alex the tapes. We got our Wally World VCRs. We just turned two back in, and we go through about 10 every couple months or whatever. And the only place I would trust to donate to is Salvation Army, even though they are part of the United Way. I think they're going to be...
No, I totally... They're part of the United Way?
Yeah. They took them over a long time ago.
Man, to show my ignorance.
No.
We used to volunteer for them on Christmas and New Year's, and I'd spend Christmas and New Year's in downtown Dallas with my parents at the soup lines taking care of people. I'm not bragging, but that's what we did for Christmas many
back
times.
In the 80s, I knew a lot of people that left it.
But I knew they weren't as good as they used to be, but I knew that still they actually did some good compared to other charities. You're telling me the evil United Way took them over?
Back in the 80s, this is what I remember, because I had several guys that quit the Salvation Army that went into other ministries and that. So, but anyway, I would highly recommend everybody to get a police scanner. I know there's a lot of municipalities that are scrambled in that. And I would also highly suggest get shortwave. We've got that woodpecker signal up here. It seems to get stronger anytime there's a disaster around. But for people, you can still help.
Yeah, you just hit your redial button.
Well, I didn't.
Okay, well, somebody did. Just...
Okay. Anyway, I appreciate everything. We're still trying to find you up here and on several of the deals.
By trying to find me, on what?
Tried to find you on C-band, because shortwave does not make it up here.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, thank you for the call, sir. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed oxidized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Ago, Alan Greenspan comes out and says the economy could plunge, we could have a crash in the housing. It's because we're protectionists. We're the opposite of a protectionist economy when it comes to our trade policies. And then now we have this, where much of the country's fuel, over half the East Coast fuel, is refined, just totally shut down. We have about 250,000 people stuck in a major city. We have several other states that are devastated. And Bush and Chertoff are dancing around telling us everything's fine, both of them looking like total psychopaths. I mean, Chertoff, not just that he's evil and responsible for all the anti-patriot, anti-Christian stuff in FEMA and Homeland Security, but just that he just looks evil. It's like some evil character from a horror movie. Prancing around, people clapping for them. I mean, it just shows the delusional nature of all these people. And Bush waddles with his arms out of his sides like a chimpanzee, like he's some super powerful gorilla or something. I mean, heaven help us. I mean, we got that little trollop, that little creature in there. Again, he's just a puppet, folks. I think they may be getting ready to flush Bush. I have to say I was wrong. Back on Monday and Tuesday, I said he'll get an approval rating boost out of this because he'll handle it. Because Jeb had always done that and others had always done that. And they're not doing that this time, and the media is just savaging him. So will Georgie Porgy carry out some type of terror attack? Is this a shift inside the New World Order? Are they getting ready to hang him out to dry? I don't know, but I tell you, we are on the razor's edge right now. We're going to be here, you know, tracking and following this as it happens. Some talk show hosts call it radio graffiti. That's where they give each person one sentence or one statement. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to give you all just a little bit of time because I want people who can't get in to have a chance. 1-800-259-9231. We got about 34 minutes left here today. Let's go to Kyle in California. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. You son of a gun, you beat me to the punch because that's exactly what I think. They're throwing Bush under the bus with this. And this whole thing, in my opinion, reeks of New World Order, as crazy as the hurricane itself. And they have the legislation they want. They don't. I don't really don't think they need them anymore, to be honest with you, and they need to be empowered. I wanted to call with a message to everybody that if you can connect to families in that area of through Craigslist.org, we need to get people out of that area. There's probably going to be another 10 storms coming through there. We need to provide jobs.
Well, I don't know about 10, but the chance of another hurricane hitting the Gulf is very good.
Well, there's plenty of opportunity. They can do pretty funny things with this weather, I think, and if they want to keep hitting them, they will. And
so you think there's a group controlling it?
I'm not sure of it, sir, but I think that there's plenty of evidence or plenty of information put forward to allow that. But it's people above Bush. I mean, I'm talking.
Oh, certainly, Bush is a puppet either way. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. Great points. Look, I've got to say this. Some of the tracks of the hurricanes we've had in the last 3 years have never happened before. I mean, stuff is happening that's never happened before. They were very predictable in the past. And there is weather modification devices. It is real. From the people I've talked to that I trust, they don't have the power to control storms. They do have the power to make storms worse or to create storms. I just, you know what, I don't know what to think. I mean, I go off what I can prove, and I know the government purposefully didn't fix those dikes and purposefully won't let people in to help those folks, and they want it to go bad, and I think they want it to wreck the economy so they can blame it on that because they're already ready to pop the real estate bubble, the plunge of the dollar. They're already ready. They're already making noises. That is the controllers above Bush that they want to do this. And I said some type of disaster or some type of terror attack will come right before any type of real plunge in the economy so they can blame it on that. And I tell you, I got a lot of anxiety right now, and things do not look good. I think we're going to make it through this, but with the pack of criminals we have running things, I don't know. Okay, now, see, I just spent about a minute and a half with that caller. I just babbled for about a minute and a half, and we got to one call. When I come back, I am controlling myself. No matter how good your points are, you get no more than 60 seconds so we can get the next person in. And as soon as you hear somebody hang up, 1-800-259-9231. We're going right to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable nuke alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the nuke alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented nuke alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable nuke alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, folks, it's simple. People that couldn't make a living in the free market, people that just couldn't get it together to be entrepreneurs, parasites, criminals, lazy bureaucrats, that's who you get in government. And they'll never protect you. They can't protect you. They don't want to protect you. And they're going to get, FEMA's going to get massive increases in funding off of this, which they'll use for cameras and microphones and armored vehicles and oppression. And just like the Redcoats learned in 1776, you know, during the next 8 years of war, it doesn't matter, if they're in the wrong, they're never going to be able to dominate us. So for those of you that are afraid of the federal government and think they're going to come take your liberty, they have to have your acquiescence. They have to have you feel like you're powerless. They have to have you follow their orders, whether it's for the New Freedom Initiative or a national draft or for the open border program or for anything. Just say no. I'm not going along with you. The only thing the government can do effectively is block aid, is try to block the Minutemen from defending the border, is try to block churches from really helping the homeless, which they do in many different cities. All they can do is effectively block the police chiefs and sheriffs trying to bring in convoys of police to restore order, because it's got to be FEMA's way, and FEMA's got to direct everybody. I love Pat Buchanan saying, you know, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. People always say, we need a centralized patriot movement. We need to all be under one banner. Well, it's federal provocateur groups that always say that. So they can then cut the head off of the leadership. So they can then, we need leaderless resistance, leaderless leadership. We need all of you to be leaders. And you start by being self-sufficient. You start by having a community of people you trust locally. You start by taking over your city or town. And that can be done. Just ignore the feds, just a pack of criminals, too busy sucking off the government, you know, with bid rigging and contracts to even look. The New World Order has got control of this country, but now they want to butcher it. And they're going to have trouble butchering it. And they're going to lose all credibility in the process of butchering it. Empires always fail, folks, and they're going to fail. They don't have all the power. Their own minions, their own servants are waking up every day and joining us, the patriots, the truth seekers, the freedom lovers. And I think this FEMA grandstanding operation is blowing up in their face. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of an entire region and perhaps an entire country's economy. I mean, this is dangerous. Here we go to your calls, quickly. Barbara in Nebraska, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'm looking at a newspaper article from the Omaha paper last August 31. The FEMA coordinating officer for Louisiana is named William Lokes, L-O-K-E-S. He said that in recent years, FEMA had been asked to simulate housing 1 million people after a catastrophic event in southern Louisiana. Now, that sounds like somebody knew something.
Great points. They admittedly knew that it would become Lake Pontchartrain or New Atlantis if there was anywhere near a direct hit, and they did nothing. In fact, they cut the funding on the levees. That is public. That is admitted.
Thank you for all the coverage, Alex.
Well, thank you for the call and the great point. I mean, of course they knew. And no matter how bad this makes the government look, they're going to use this to get even more power. Well, see, we screwed up. It's just like education. Their own manuals say it's to dumb kids down, but those are internal. We have them. They're public, but not widely distributed. Then education scores drop, and they go, see, we need more funds. They drop even more. See, we need more funds. Same thing with the hurricane. Oh, we need more funds. We've had a war on terror, and terrorism is worse than ever. We've had a war on drugs, more drugs than ever. We've had a war on poverty, more poverty than ever. This is meant to not work. It's meant to get worse. It's meant to give them an excuse to get more control. Let's go ahead and go to Wolfgang in Missouri. Go ahead, Wolfgang.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, real quick here, how about if we put a citizens' flotilla together of national militia units and go down there ourselves and deliver water filters?
Well, FEMA would start trying to hold you back, and if you resisted, they would arrest you or try to, they would open fire on you.
Oh, well.
Of course, that would make them look pretty bad, but
I think there's enough militia units in the country that if we put together our own Navy, we could go down there and turn the situation around. I think it's...
Well, obviously, look, they're turning boats back because a few gunshots were fired. They turned back thousands of boats of militia. That's what the citizen defense is. And they turned them back and said no. So, Wolfgang, it's a good idea to go down there. The civil defense, the militia... The people, the only folks that can do something about disasters throughout history, the local sheriffs knew what they were doing. They called out the posse, the militia, and the feds said, you turn your hind ends around.
All right. Well, isn't there more of us than there is of them?
I agree with you. Thanks for the call. That's what it boils down to, is that you got a bunch of degenerate feds who will not let the local sheriffs do their job. The local sheriffs have tried to do their job. Even the French tried to fly in planes full of water filters, and they said no. Venezuela is offering free oil, and Bush is saying no. because only FEMA can save you. You've got to learn to worship FEMA and no one else. Not the evil Frenchies or the evil, Venezuelans. Chavez down there. Let's go ahead and go to Michael in Illinois. Go ahead, Michael.
Alex.
Hi.
I thought exactly like you did when I watched Bush in his little speech in that hangar with his arms out. I used to lift weights, Alex, and you see these guys walk like they're big, you know, big apes. Like, oh, I'm a tough guy, hanging his arms out, walking up to the people up there. I mean,
it looked ridiculous. And listen, I walk usually hunched over because I'm always thinking about stuff, and I'm not thinking about how I look. I used to. I don't anymore. I'm like some weird monk or something, hunched over, thinking all the time. But yeah, Bush is like this arrogant person with his arms out like a rooster.
Yeah,
I mean, I had a football coach used to make fun of me. He said that he could always tell, even from a distance, where I was on the field because I had my arms out like a gorilla. And, I mean, that's what Bush does. It's like an adolescent tough guy behavior.
Yeah, real tough guy. He can't even speak in front of a camera, and he can't even look into the camera because he knows he's guilty, Alex. But here I want to make this quick point so you get to other callers. A friend of mine is from Louisiana, and he's up here, and he's talked to some relatives that live down in they're in Baton Rouge area. And, Alex, it is right. That caller a few callers ago that called from Washington talking about the mayhem that they're not showing on the regular news, he said he talked to the local news in Baton Rouge is showing things that were not being shown on CNN and Fox.
I need people in Louisiana to take this for me. Exactly.
Alex, it's unbelievable the mayhem that's going on down there. And one quick point. These news people here from CNBC, CNN, all these corrupt newscasters, isn't it funny that they could go down there and interview a family that's been ravaged by a hurricane? But they can get them out of there. They can get the news people out of there and get these people. The one woman yesterday on CNBC, she's interviewing a family in Mississippi. And they said, well, how are you going to get your family out of here? Gee, I don't know. Well, I saw that lady later today on CNBC, and she's back in the studio. They got her out of there, but they can't get the family out
exactly.
of there.
Exactly. Thanks for the call. I mean, I was thinking that exact thing. Folks, everything is basically submerged except for about 20% of the city. And then you've got all the highways. You're able to drive on the highways and, you know, turn around. And the people could be gotten out by buses. You just sent buses to random points. You could fill them up. But the government cowers in so much fear. And I'm not saying I'm macho and tough, but I just, when it comes to doing what's right, you just don't worry about it. I know we could find police that would volunteer. You know, we've got real men out there to get on buses, to drive them in there, and if somebody shoots at them, they just shoot back. I mean, over and over again, well, no more buses allowed because shots have been fired. Well, no more helicopters. Well, no more boats because somebody shot. So what? We got women and children that need to be saved by the hundreds of thousands, folks. It's hundreds of thousands. And that's admitted locally on the news. The mayor admits that. So what if you're getting shot at? Again, I mean, last night I was tempted to get in a car to drive there because you can't fly there. I'm only about 10 hours away. But I know I'd get arrested, folks. They are not going to let me through there. I've got access to a little aluminum boat with a motor. And, I mean, I could probably go in there and get 5 or 6 people out and drive them back out and be arrested on the spot. It's just pathetic. I mean, the government is disgusting. Davey in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got in on your program late, so I don't know if anybody's called in on this, about the Singapore Air Force flying into Louisiana. WFAA-TV in Dallas, Channel 8, had a report last night on their 5 p.m. newscast. Brad, somebody, was a reporter, and they had 4 or 5 Chinook helicopters at the former Carswell Air Force Base in western Fort Worth, and they belonged to the Singapore Air Force, and they had air crews, and they'd been training for 4 or 5 weeks. Bell helicopters located to the east, and that's where they build their helicopters.
Yeah, I know my uncle from Vietnam was trained on helicopter
yeah.
up there.
And they had requested, and it was announced on the little newscast that it had been approved that they can assist in the rescue effort in New Orleans. So they had these pictures of the Singapore Air Force with commissioned Air Force officers of the Singapore Air Force.
Well, that's classic. We can't let the citizens in to help, but we can let the people from Singapore in.
Well, they were already here, and we could use the Chinooks, but, I could go on for hours.
Well, it's a dangerous precedent. I don't have a problem with the foreigners bringing us goods or bringing us water filters and stuff, but you set the precedent, believe me, they want to set the precedent, for foreign troops in here, boy, we'll never see the end of it.
I saw a gal locally, her husband's local game warden here in this county, and he's heading out for Louisiana this afternoon. I guess they're sending some more Texas game wardens over there. So,
Well, that's good. I mean, we shouldn't have so many gang wardens and so many checkpoints and so many telling us how to live our lives. We should have had the government building levees and dikes this whole time.
Well,
I mean, think how much energy the government spends just oppressing us and feeding on us and taxing us instead of doing basic stuff like they used to, like fixing things.
Well, what's interesting is they can shut that whole area down, you know, Louisiana, Mississippi, Louisiana, or Alabama, where supposedly civilians can't get in, and they can do that in 2 or 3 days, but they can't shut down the Mexican border.
Good point. I mean, they can spend billions on borders for Afghanistan and Iraq, billions per country. But we can't control our border.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for the call. Who's up next here? George in Canada, in Toronto. Go ahead, George.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
A couple of points I'd like to bring up. I agree with you, not just no, but hell no. And for people who want to help, just use the Nike motto. Just do it. Somehow, some way, you got to make a way to get these people out, even if you find them on the fringes and get them to safety or make sure they have food and water so they're not stranded. But one thing we have to do before 5 p.m. Eastern is everybody's got to lobby their senators, their congressmen, their members of parliament here in Canada, and just get them off their duffs and say we have to just open up the floodgates to get aid, appropriate aid, in their ASAP.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Bush has openly told all these foreign governments that want to give us money and oil, no. Because he's got to work little deals first where Halliburton gets a piece of it or something. I'm telling you, the delay is while they figure out how to make money off this.
Exactly right. We have a treaty. I didn't agree with the treaty when it was signed, but we signed a treaty last summer where Canadian troops can go into the United States, American troops can come into Canada in an emergency. General Hillier, the chief of our defense staff, is ready. His men are equipped, loaded, and prepared to go. We're just waiting for word from America to come in.
Now that's that
mutual
American regional deal.
Exactly. I don't agree with it, but politics have to be set aside. People are in need. They're dying. And
but if
dead
they
by
would just
Tuesday.
Let the local police in and let the local counties that want to help in from other states, we wouldn't need that.
Oh, exactly. But, you know, there's no time for any feelings. If there's any aid anywhere that can be got to these people, any life you save is another life.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Who's up next? Joe in Chicago, the Windy City. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I don't know if you guys had covered this. I haven't been listening the remainder of your show earlier, but I just took a look on CNN.com, and they've got Mayor Ray Nagin that had an interview with Garland Robinette.
WWL.
Yeah, did you, by any chance, were able to listen to that?
Yeah, we played it.
Oh, awesome. All right, I just wanted to make sure.
Well, go ahead and comment on it. I mean, he's telling it like it is.
Absolutely.
About Bush and all these people. I mean, they're too busy acting like FEMA's saving you so nobody else can save anybody, so the people are dying, and the mayor says thousands a day are dying.
Absolutely, and it's really interesting. I'm really glad to know that, I mean, if it takes some sort of a, you know, destruction like this to finally get politicians to finally get above all the hoopla and finally, you know, talk the truth, it's pretty sad.
Well, I'll say this. I can't stand Scarborough. I can't stand these people, but they're actually breaking down the women on Fox. The people on CNN are like going, what's Bush's problem? I mean, they're actually getting, and believe me, it's not scripted, folks, because then you'll go to break and they'll come back and they'll apologize and you can tell they've been griped at. But people on the ground who are seeing it, their humanity is rising above the pompousness, and they see how the government's actually causing the problem, and they're getting angry. And so, again, another example of the government losing control. They think they can control the situation and can lie to us, and it's not working.
Absolutely.
I mean, have you seen the reporters not going along with the official story?
Actually, I've been so inundated with other stuff that, unfortunately, I really don't even watch the mainstream programs.
I never watch it either. I couldn't believe what I saw last night. Thanks for the call. Really great points. And who's up? Who's first in line? Esther in Missouri. Go ahead, Esther.
Yeah, hi. KCXL, our local station here, is loading a truck that will probably be heading down tomorrow, and I just thought I'd throw out there that maybe they ought to have an armed escort.
Well, KCXL is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
People really should support that station, one of our oldest affiliates. They're about to get a new, even more powerful radio station, but they need your support. to do that financially. I meant to mention that earlier this week, but the hurricane came. I've been focused on that, and people need to support KCXL, give them food, water, stuff. And, yes, they do need some people to go with them to try to deliver that food.
One other thing. If you were a remote viewer looking down the road to, like 3 to 5 years, I think you would see that there were oil wells that sprouted all over what used to be New Orleans.
Oh, you think now that it's been destroyed, they'll be able to go and get all that oil?
I think it was destroyed so that they could drill there.
There's a lot of oil under New Orleans.
I think that's the ultimate end of the whole thing. A lot of other things going on in between, but I think that was...
Well, there's also a lot of oil in the Gulf they won't let us have.
Well...
You know, like 90% of the Gulf's off limits.
Yeah, but they've got to put those fragile rigs out there. It's a lot more secure to drill on land.
Interesting. Thanks for the call. We'll jam 4 or 5 more calls in on the other side. And we'll continue throughout the weekend to track this as it develops here on the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communications Radio Network, often imitated but never duplicated, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, and they'll be broadcast throughout the weekend, Genesis programming, and then I'll be back live on Monday. Take a few final calls here at the end of this transmission. We should pray for all the people in New Orleans, in Mississippi, in Louisiana, in surrounding areas, Alabama. I mean, we forget a lot of these other towns and cities that have been destroyed as well. Millions of homeless people, millions and millions and millions. We're talking a million and a half in New Orleans metro, close to a million in other parts of the state. I mean, it is horrible. We're feeling it right here in Austin, Texas, where I live. And again, it was hard to go find a real charity to give food and clothes to yesterday. They would say, oh, no, we're going to be selling these. I mean, it's just disgusting. We got a big expose on the Red Cross, folks. They don't just not give the money you give them. They actually steal mail and steal food and steal things. We have all their convictions posted. In an article Paul Watson wrote yesterday, it's full of hyperlinks to all the times they've been caught. You got to ask yourself, why is the mainstream media only focusing on them? I mean, they're not doing anything, folks. I'm not talking about the volunteers who are at low level. I'm talking about the people that run it. And we do need your support. This radio show needs your support. And the good way to support us is by getting my documentary films. I've made 12 of them. Carry a bunch of other books and videos in my bookstore that's on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see them all online right now. Joe in California, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? First-time caller, and I got all your movies, and you've changed my life significantly. But on the point on yesterday's show, you had Scott Stevens, a meteorologist. I thought I'd bring this up to your attention. There's a bill number 517 in your home state, written and sponsored by Senator Kay Hutchinson, called Weather Modification Operations. Unbelievable. Look it up in Google. It's right on.
Well, I mean, I've got the Pentagon's owning the weather document. I've got Cohen's own statements, yeah.
It's just it's frightening and it's sick, and I hope that's not what's happened. I know you've been advocating that it looks like from the evidence it's a natural, you know.
Well, I don't know. I'm just not going to say it's some group. I mean, weather control is real, but I mean, I'm not just going to go, well, then it's the government, you know.
You know what? That's what makes you the real deal, because you don't jump to conclusions. I've checked a lot of your documentation, and it's right on the money. And I'm a big believer, and I'm
sorry. Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, if we say MI6 carried out the bombings in England, you can bet on it. You can back it up. I mean, it might turn out this was weather modification. I just don't know.
Right, and I know that once you know your sources are more solidified, should you arrive at that conclusion, I know you will.
I will. We're out of time. Thank you, Joe. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead, in Iowa.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Alex, just want to say that you have a great show. But these people better get educated down there, and you need to get that mayor on from Louisiana, from New Orleans. You got to get him on your show, because that man will come on your show. Because I know that Alex, you think you could do that?
We've actually been trying. It's very hard to even get a hold of his staff.
Alex, I was in the military back in the 1950s, and I was down in Kiefer Air Force Base, and I've been to New Orleans many times, and that city has been underwater, and I remember our Army Corps engineers was down at the base, and they were doing all kinds of investigation on that dike back then. And Alex, that's 50 years ago, and they haven't done anything since. Now, you know you got to smell a rat.
No, that's a fact. Thanks for the call. Alan in Texas, last caller. Sorry to others. Alan, go ahead.
Alex, hi. This is not everybody's favorite topic, but drinking urine in times of emergencies like this, they told sailors at sea to do that. They used to broadcast over bullhorns to people in earthquakes, drink your urine. If you're not eating food after 5 hours, it's clear, odorless, tasteless, and will save your life. Instead of 3 days, you can survive for 10 days without water.
Well, that's quite a way to end the broadcast. Drink your urine, but it's true. God bless you all. Pray for the folks in the devastated areas.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.